Welcome to Chiropractic Leaders Audio Experience, teaching students to be successes of tomorrow, helping doctors get to the next level. Here's your host, Dr. Joseph Clarino.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of ChiropracticLeaders.com, formerly known as, what was the formal name?
Platform for Peaks.
Platform for Peaks, I forgot my own name. I am here with Dr. Matt. You guys all been listening, rock star. And we are super blessed today to be have three new awesome interns in our office. Really the best group I've had yet to date. Their intentions, their hearts, their skill sets have been blowing me away. So I am super excited to introduce them, but I want Dr. Matt to say hello first, and then we'll go around the table and just introduce yourself before we dive in today.
Hey guys, it's Dr. Matt.
How long have you been here now, man?
Let's see. I started as an intern last March, I think. So I've been here a little less than a year and a half. But I've been here as a doctor and associate for now. It'll be a year in September, October.
That's, wow. I can't believe that. Oh, my God. It's flying by, man. It's crazy. All right. So, and he, listen, man, his growth has been, we could just do a quick share. He did his first talk last week for a major corporation called McKesson. And it was pretty far away. It was about 45 minutes away. It was 31 people there?
No, there was actually 20 people there.
20 people.
There was supposed to be 30, but she'd warned me ahead of time. A lot of people don't show up.
So gotcha.
It's 20 people, and out of the 20, we had 8 sign up, which is pretty good considering, you know, it's far away. Like, yeah. It's like, how many of these people are really going to make a trip all the way over here?
And they paid how much that day?
$49
that day.
That's for their day one to right. Come into the office.
That's rock star for a not even a 1 year doc to go into a major corporation, go up there, stand up there, hit it out of the park, and knock it dead. So kudos to you, man, for doing it. Let's go around the table. We have a young gun here, man, who I love, straight out of Puerto Rico, right? And we've nicknamed him Dr. Oz. So Dr. Oz. Let it rip, potato chip. Tell them who you are.
Thank you, Dr. Yo. Very nice meeting you all guys and being here in the office. As you said, I'm from Puerto Rico. Enjoying so far, first week at the office, learning a lot, a ton of information, really valuable. Looking forward to all the things that I'm going to be learning. Something that I should be and sharing with this group beside.
Excellent.
What's your plan for the future?
Okay, so I'm eventually opening my own office. That's one of the reasons that I chose this office, because the first time I visited, everything seems really straightforward, very organized. The systems are on point, and I would like to remodel that in the future. So that's one of my plans, to open my own office. Probably get an internship. Job as an associate to keep practicing before I open. So yeah, really excited to it.
Awesome.
All right, man. So listen, great guy. It's awesome. He's his skill set's insane, dude. I'm so excited he's on board. Doc, let it rip.
All right. I'm Dr. Raymond Nichols. Really excited to be here. Thank you for having me here. Can't wait to just learn everything from you guys, because you guys are absolutely amazing. So kind of what little bit about me, I'm from Mississippi, born and raised Mississippi. And so my little journey of what got me on chiropractic was I always kind of had the chiropractic mindset, living the chiropractic lifestyle, but just never knew there was a profession out there that
embraced it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then when I found chiropractic, everything resonated with me. And pretty much the reason why choosing this office was through TRP. That's how I met Dr. Joe and Dr. Deb. Those two docs really resonated with me. Like I said, I appreciate it. And then just being here this past week hasn't even been a full week. It's been like 3 days, it's the 4th day, and it's so much information, especially coming from a student to this platform, to become a doctor. That transition is can be very difficult, can be challenging, can be scary, and but also it can be exciting too. And like I said, I'm really ready to learn and just dive in and just be a sponge to you guys. Awesome. Cause there's so many pieces to this puzzle.
It's so
big. So thank you.
Well, I love that you said that you're scared and you're a little fearful. Cause that's, if you didn't have that, then I don't think you're not pushing. You know what I mean? Like every time I do something I'm not really comfortable with, I'm scared. I'm fearful. You know what I mean? But the same token, I go at it. You know what I mean? I'm going at it 100 miles an hour forward. And that fear for me is a motivator for some. It's paralyzing. You know what I mean? And that's what I think about all three of you is that, really all four of you, is that the fears and the things that you don't know, the unknown, they don't paralyze you. They drive you. And that's, to me, in my opinion, what I've seen in the past, going through, God, probably 30 different peaks, having 6-7 different associates over the years, is that when you go after that fear and those unknowns and like to kind of live in that uncomfortable lane a little bit, that's where real growth happens. And you ask anybody that's been out there doing it, and they'll tell you the exact same thing. That's where it lives. So those emotions are good. They're normal. That's what you're supposed to have. So any new docs that they're listening, that's embrace it. Don't run from it. That's what you want to embrace. You know what I mean? So our third, last doc, let it rip, man.
Hey, everyone. I'm Shannon Macer. I would really like to add on what Dr. Joe and Dr. Ray were just talking about, and that's leaning into the fear of being here. It's one thing to be a student at Life University and kind of have the university as a cushion and to know that if you mess up, the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to get a bad grade. But being out here in the real world in someone else's office, I just feel like so blessed to be in a place where the docs here trust us enough to take chances on us. And the thought of being in a new patient exam one-on-one with someone, or doing a report of findings to a group of people in an actual office where you're not dealing with monopoly money, these are real people, and it's now your responsibility to convert them to care. That's a big thing, and it's a scary thing, but it's a transition that I think it's really important for students to go through. So this is like the perfect place to be in
And I'm honored that you guys picked us. I mean, there's a lot of offices you can go to and a lot of places you can pick, but you chose us. So as much as it is this way, it's also that way. It goes back to you as well, is because I, no different than when a parent walks in with a newborn child, first kid, and they hand you that child, that is everything to them. That is the entire universe, and they put them in your hands. When you put your career in my hands, in our hands, it becomes a big deal to me. You know what I mean? I don't take it lightly. It's a big deal because I know that this sets the tone and it puts the pulse in what happens next. And if I miss it, then I screwed up your career. That's how I look at it, right? That's a big deal, right? Now, at the same token, you're in real world here. This is my money. This is my life. This is my 20 years reputation. So it's not lightly taken, like to Dr. Shannon's point, is that I'm going to give you new patients and you're going to go out there, and now you have the weight of them being able to understand what we do for a lifetime or not. And that's on your shoulders. But if I train and we work hard enough, then the outcome of that becomes real simple and easy, right? You'll get the results you want and you'll do that. And you're going to make mistakes and you're going to do things wrong, and that's just part of the gig. And I'm okay with that. I understand that. I've been doing this long enough now that I know that's part of the gig. So just in the last week, man, just throw them in here. Give me some of the holy crap moments already in 3 days. Just give me some of the quick, go around the table real quick. Give me a holy crap that you've had in the first 3 days. Dr. Shannon?
Sure, I'll start. So I'm learning that it's one thing to be good with your hands. It's one thing to be a good adjuster. One thing to be able to talk about chiropractic. But Dr. Joe was saying earlier, the other half of it is, you know, when a new patient walks through the door and you start a file on that person, okay, like, what do you do with the file? How does that stay with that patient? How do you keep your office organized? How do you do your paperwork? How do you keep track of everything? How do you make sure nothing gets lost in the shuffle? Like, that's just as important as being good with your hands. And that's...
So clinician is one thing, and everybody focuses on clinician because that's what school tells you to focus on, right? That's great. The other side of it is process, procedure, and systems. That's another whole other side of it. And the analogy I always share, and I use it a million times, and I'll use it again, is like a golf game. You could be the world's greatest driver, but if you can't chip and putt, you still suck at golf. And if you if you can putt and chip and you suck at driving, then you still suck at golf. You got to have all four aspects of your game to be a professional golfer. If you don't have the front end of your house, the back end of your house, the clinician, the systems, all the things in place, your marketing, if you don't have all those things in place, you suck at golf. That's it. You're not going to have the practice of your dreams, and you have to be good at all those things to do that, right? Dr. Raymond, give me a holy crap moment in the last 3 days.
Holy crap moment. There's a lot of them. what I would say would be, just kind of touch base on Dr. Shannon said, it's more than just the adjusting part that, you know what I'm saying, that we focus on as students. It's a lot of, like I said, a lot of pieces to the puzzle. But one thing I noticed was the connection, the certainty that the doctors display towards their patients, and like their patients really trust them. That certainty is something that I've struggled with in the past, but like I see that, and it's like it's definitely necessary to have as a doctor, as a leader, as a community, in the community, and everything for your office.
So I have one thing I want you to do in 6 months. I want you to listen to this again.
All right.
Watch. Ask him.
Yep.
It's so different. Your tone and your attitude in 6 months will change. And I will do everything in my power to make sure that happens. You know what I mean? Just because the reality of it is that transition is what goes on, right? Mm-hmm. Your certainty will grow through the roof when you're here, because when you're starting to really do it and you're doing it every day, all of a sudden now you realize, I can do it. And I can do it effectively and I can do it well because I'm giving you the right tools to do it. And that's the fun part about it. So the certainty goes through the roof. So I've got 20 years of certainty. You know what I mean? Very little things that rock me and throw me off my guard. That still happens. Like today, I had a patient today. I was like, I was a little stumped today. You know what I mean? That, you know, it still happens. It's practice. That's why it's called practice. But at the same token, if you do it long enough, you kind of get to a point where you feel really comfortable. And the faster I can fast forward you to that place, the better off you're going to be. So, Doc, give me a waha.
So, I'll have to say...
And there's thunder in the background. If you hear thunder, I can't help that. Sorry.
All the things that happen behind the scenes in the front desk, your teamwork rocks. There's a lot of things that, you know, as students, we get a lot of clinical stuff, you know, all the academics in school, but, you know, all the things that happen behind the front desk, I mean, there's a lot of steps.
A lot of moving parts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of things that's put together that we as students don't get. And I think, you know, for me, it was kind of like shocking at the beginning. Like, oh my God, there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah, a lot of moving
that
parts.
I don't know anything about.
Right. And that's the thing, man. And that's the number one problem I have with students is going out there and making them realize what they don't know. And then once you realize you don't know what you don't know, then you get the holy shit factor. Like, holy crap, I don't know any of this, right? And then you got it. Then the real fear sets in. And that's why I love doing this first podcast with you guys, is because in 3 days, 4 days, you quickly realize there's a lot of moving parts here that you just don't understand and to the level that you need to. And that all comes around. Now, the reality of it is I can't teach everything to everybody in 6 months, and we know that. But the goal of it is you get the big chunks, right? I'm going to give you the main ingredients. I'm going to give you the flour. I'm going to give you the sugar. I'm going to give you the baking soda. And then you just got to learn how to mix the cake and put it together and make your own cake. You know what I mean? And then you put it in the oven the right temperature, it'll make a cake, right? But you got to have the ingredients. If you don't have the ingredients, you can't make cake. And it's got to be the right ingredients to make a cake. That's why I don't bake. When I cook, I like just to throw, you know, I'm like, a little this, a little that, until it tastes good. You do that with baking, it don't rise. You know what I mean? It tastes like a brick. So that's why I don't bake. I'm like, I don't like the specificness of it all. Dr. Matt, man, what'd you get out of this? Just, you know, here you are a year later, you know, just looking back and seeing where you were maybe 18 months ago. It's got to be kind of crazy to... I'm so disconnected from it because it's been so long. It's
cool
weird.
Seeing, like, you know, brand new faces in here that are just out of the school mindset, and it reminds me of where I was when I came out. And but, like, having committed, motivated interns, like, they're coming
awesome.
In, they're, you know, they're saying hey to everyone that walks in the door. They're out there. They're getting to know each other. They're asking questions. They're not just, like, taking it for granted and just letting, you know, putting my time in. Like, they really want to get a lot out of it. So it's cool to see that, and it makes you more motivated to teach them what's going on.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, it's been awesome. And like Dr. Raymond, you said, with your confidence, like, you're going to get that in 6 months from now, you're going to be like a completely different person. Not that you're not confident now, like just talking to you, you seem like a confident person, but as a clinician and as a chiropractor, like you're going to be way ahead of the game.
So today, just what we reviewed today, just to kind of give you a recap on our first wakeboard session, we just went over like how does it start from a phone call all the way out to a patient after 5 years, like, you know, 10 years. So many doctors focus on the first day or whatever, and or not even focus on that or the report. And then what happens is before long, they don't even see what it looks like to have a patient for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And if you're not thinking about that as like the end in mind of that, then you're missing the boat. So the idea is to collect great patients that are going to stay with you a long time. 20-year patients are so much easier to manage than they are a new patient with a blown back. Blown back patients, you get an office full of those in a day, you get 4 of those in a day, you'll go home and feel like you adjusted an army because you're so exhausted from doing that. But you get an office of 150, 200 people a day in wellness, you felt like you went for a walk around the corner. You know, it's just such a different feeling of patients, right? So doing that, so we went through all the procedures of the overview of what we do from day one, day two, report of findings, day three, how do we break a patient in to be a great patient, the day four, all the way down to R7-8, which is basically a re-exam after a year. So that's year 8, year 9, year 10, all the way through. What does it look like? What does it feel like? And because of that, it just makes it so much clearer to understand that when you have that mindset from the very beginning, it's so much easier to go out there and just talk through the patient to year 10. You're not talking through the first 3 months. You're talking through year 10. It sounds weird, but when you talk that way through year 10, 20, the intention of what your heart is and what you're doing, it's the little subliminal things that go through that patients pick up on. And when they pick up on them, the intention becomes clear where you're at. But when your intentions are, let's just get them under care, and that's the end of it, the intention comes across that way and they feel it. It's the universal thing, and it comes across that way. And then you don't understand like why your PVA, your patient visit average, is 12. It's because your intention was, if I keep them for a month, I'm in good shape. Well, my PVA should be 400. That's what I want. You know what I mean? That means I've been here many, many years. You know what I mean? That's my goal. It should be 600. I got PVAs in here that are, I don't even know, thousands, literally. Now, the overall average is what you want. You want a high PVA average. So that's important. We're going to do a statistic one coming up this quarter. We'll go over statistics and how to read them and what to do with that. That'd be a good podcast for everybody. So listen, I'm going to wrap this one up today. That was just enough. This is an intro to get you guys familiar with who you're talking to, who you're listening to, what we're going to be going over. This Friday is our first immersion. And hopefully in the near future we'll be hosting an immersion for outside people too that aren't in the program, just to come out to the office and see who we are. If you guys have any questions, make sure you email us to chiropracticleaders.com.
Yep.
Chiropracticleaders.com. Email us through there. We'll get to questions. If you want to come out and visit the practice, you're more than welcome to. Again, contact us through the website, and keep your ears on. Look forward to you guys learning a ton of stuff this quarter. And I just want to thank all the Peaks for being here, the interns hanging out.
Thank you.
Dr. Matt. And I'll see you guys in the next one.
See you guys.
Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Peace.